on the second wide line in Dalet Amud Bet, the Mishnah says, Horu Beis Din Shogin Vasu Kolakal Shogin Vivian Par. Beis Din made a psak and they were mistaken. And then the entire congregation, or at least a majority of the congregation, follows their psak, Shogeg, mistakenly, Mevian Par, they have to bring, the Beis Din has to bring the Par Helam Dover. Beis Din Mezid made this psak, the Asu Shogin, and the Tzibor follows it, not knowing that Beis Din did this, but Mezid, so Mevian Kisva Usira. This, no, the individuals aren't protected by a special par of Beis Din, because Beis Din were Mezid. The special par that protects the Tzibor is only when Beis Din did this B'shogeg. When they did it B'mezid, they don't bring that, so therefore everybody has to bring his own individual chatas. Shogin, V'asa Mezidin, as in the Beis Din made a mistake, but people knew Beis Din was wrong and then did it anyway, Hare Elu Pturin, they don't have to bring it. So the Gemara is going to have to explain.
Meaning the Beit Din.
The Beit Din doesn't have to bring it, and the people, yeah. So the Gemara's this mission is a little bit disjointed. The Gemara is going to have to explain it. So the Gemara says, Shogin va'asu mezidin, hare elu pturin, that if they did it, Beis Din paskin b'shogeg, and the people then did it b'mezid, this last line of the Mishnah, they are putter. Ha shogeg dom yudam mezid chayav. When it comes to something that's technically maybe accidental, inadvertent transgression, but it's close to mezid, because they knew better, so then it should be chayav. What's this putter? So hechidami, shehoru Beis Din shechelev mutter. Beis Din said a certain type of chelev was allowed. Vinid chalef lo b'shuman. And then they thought they were eating shuman and ended up accidentally eating this chelev ve'achlo, and they ate it. So this is not completely relying on Beis Din. This is also a little bit getting mixed up. So therefore, in such a case, they're pater. So even though it was shogeg and also mezid, but the mezid was that they ate. The mezid wasn't that they ate that specific piece because the piece got flipped around. Now we know on Bet Amud Aleph, Rami Bar Chama asked this question. We said, Rava says this is pashut, and Rami Bar Chama, you know, asked this question. So maybe we can use this now to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Name a tifshat other by Rami Bar Chama. Amr l'cham ishum tana reishim mezidin vasa shoginin, tana seifa shogin vasa mezidin. No, you can't prove from it here. It's just that the Mishnah was phrased in a way to make it parallel so that it would be easier to memorize. And you can't actually learn to the case that Rami Bar Chama asked, and therefore he still had to ask it. Mishnah, two lines on the bottom. Horu Beis Din vasu kol hakahal uruban al pien bien part. Beis Din made a psak, and the whole or majority of the congregation followed them, so Beis Din has to bring this par. Uba avodat kochavim mevin par v'seir de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that's for most isurin in the Torah. When it comes to avodah zarah, they don't just bring a par, they also bring a seir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's not just based on the majority of the whole Am Yisrael, it goes by each shevet and each shevet's Beis Din. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yud bet shvatim mevin yud bet parim. If 12 shvatim did the chet, then we have to bring one par for each and every shevet.
Each shevet brings.
Each shevet brings. Uba'avodah kochavim, and what's the chumra then of avodah zarah? Mi'vin yudbet parim, vish nemasar sirim. We would need a par and a seir. Rabbi Shimon has yet another view. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yud gimel parim. We bring 12, and the Beis Din brings a 13th one. They bring the par alam davar, and everybody, each shevet brings one. Uva'avodah kochavim, shlosh asar parim, and if it comes to avodah zarah, then there's yet a seir also additional. Par v'seir l'chol shevet v'shevet, par v'seir l'beis din. So the 12 shvatim each bring a seir and a par, and Beis Din brings both a par and a seir. Horu Beis Din v'asu shiva shvatim o ruban al pien mivin par. Beis Din says, makes a psak, and 7 shvatim, which is a majority of the 12, or rov of Klal Yisrael, follows them, so then Beis Din has to bring a par. Uba'avodah kochavim mevin par v'sayer divrei Rav Meir. But when it comes to avodah zarah, not only a par, they also have to bring a sayer divrei Rav Meir. Again, we're going to go through all 4 reviews in this case as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shiva shvatim shechatim mevim shiva parim. 7 shvatim sin, they bring 7 parim. Ushar shvatim shelo chatu, mivin ayedein par shaf elu shelo chatum mivin ayedei choten. Once the majority of the nation has been part of this sin, even those that did not sin are nigrar, they're dragged along by them, and therefore they also have to bring a par. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chet parim, seven for the seven shvatim that did it, and following a shita that Beis Din always brings their own, they also need. Chet parim v'chet zeirim, the seven for the seven shvatim, plus one for Beis Din. Par v'seir l'chol shevet v'shevet, par v'seir the Beis Din. Horu Beis Din shel echad min ha-shvatim. One Beis Din of one shevet paskin a certain din. Vasa oto ha-shevet al-pien. And that shevet followed their Beis Din's psak. Oto ha-shevet hu chayev v'shar kol ha-shvatim p'turin de Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, that shevet has to bring. The other 11 shvatim can stand idly by. Doesn't matter, because it was only a problem of one shevet. Chachamim omrim, En chayavin ela al horiot beitin hagadol bilvad. It doesn't go by the individual Beis Din of each shevet, but rather Beis Din hagadol. If it's not the great Beis Din that's on top of all the Bati Dinim for all the Klai Yisrael, so then this special din of par elam davar shel tzibur doesn't apply. Shneamar ve'im kol adat Yisrael yishgu. All of Am Yisrael has to make this mistake. So ve'lo adat oto shevet, and not just the people of one shevet. Okay, the Gemara is now going to cite a very long braita, which takes us until the wide lines. That very long braita will be analyzed once we come to long lines. That doesn't mean we're not going to explain, but certain things will be clarified a little bit later. Tana Rabbanan, Yadu Shehoru, Beis Din V'Tohu Mahoru. Beis Din knew they paskin something, but they don't know which something they allowed. In other words, let's say people did two sins. They ate chelev and they ate dam. And Beis Din knew that they had allowed one of those things. So regardless of which one they allowed, they know that everybody went ahead and followed them, because everybody ate both. One was following them, one was not. In such a case, do we consider that everybody was following Beis Din, and therefore this is the case? If everybody's relying on Beis Din, so we bring a par elam davar. So we say yachal yuchayavin, that they have to bring this par. Tamid lomar v'noda hachatat v'lo shiyodu hachotin. It's not, we have to know which sin they allowed. It's not enough that we know who sinned, that they know that they sinned. And specifically, you have to know which sin. Also in the Raita, asher chatu. So the pasuk says that the sin that they sinned. Chatu shnei shvatim mevim shnei parim. Two shvatim sinned, they bring two parim. Chatu shlosha mevim shlosh. Obviously, this is going to be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Chatu shlosha mevim shlosh. Eino omer ala chatu shnei yechidim mevim shnei parim. Chatu gim mevim gimel. Is it two shvatim or even two individuals? Tamid lomar hakahal. Hakahal chayav. It's got to be an entire shevet. V'chol kal v'chal chayav. And each and every shevet, each kila is chayav. Ketzad. How does this work out? Chatu shnei shvatim, mivim shnei parim. Chatu shiva, mivim shiva. Two shvatim do something, they each shevet needs a par. Seven shvatim do something, and seven shvatim need a par. Ushar shvatim shelo chatu, mivim ayidehen par par. And the other shvatim, because now there's a majority, because it was seven, they all also have to bring a par. Shafilu elu shelo chatu, mivim ayideh achotin. They are dragged along by those of the majority who did this sin. Nekach ne'amar kahal, that's why the pasuk uses the phrase kahal, l'chayev al kol kal v'kahal divrei Rabbi Yehuda, for each kal that does it, needs it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shiva shvatim shechatu, mevin shiva parim, they each need one, u Beis Din mevin al yidein parim, Beis Din also has to bring its par. What is the source for their statement? Shnemar l'mata kahal v'nemar l'mala kahal. What is l'mata and what is l'mala? We have two psukim here, Pasuk Yigimel and Pasuk Yidal, two consecutive psukim. One says, "V'im kol adat Yisrael yishgu." If all of Am Yisrael makes a mistake, "V'nelam davar meinakal," and they forgot something, "V'yasu achad mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo ta'aseinu v'asham," they did something they shouldn't have done. Then, "V'noda achatan," we know about it. Asher chatu aleh, "V'krivu akahal par ben bakar lechatat v'yaviu otol lefnei Yehovah." Then they go bring this special par helam davar. So the first pasuk says when they do it, and they know about it. It says, "Ve'im kol adat Yisrael yishku, ve'nelam davar me'enei ha'kahal." Who forgot? The eyes of the kahal forgot it. So ma kahal ha'amur lamala beis dinim kahal, av kahal ha'amur lamata beis dinim kahal. Who had to forget? Beis din with the kahal. And therefore, they also are, that's who kahal meant in the first pasuk. So the second pasuk, which tells us that the kahal brings the korban, means beis din with the kahal. How does Rabbi Meir explain these pasukim then? Rabbi Meir omer shiva shvatim shechatu beis din vim al yidei par, vehein peturin. Why? Nemar kalamata v'nemar kalamala. Because again, both pasukim use the word kahal. Ma kahal amor lamala, who forgot really? Beis din, v'lo tzibor. Av kalam or lamata, beis din below tzibor. So this is a korban specifically brought by beis din because they were the ones who forgot. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer mishmo chatu shisha shvatim vehim rubo shel kahal o shiv avo bishen rubo shel kahal mevin par. This obviously we saw 2 days ago that when they if six shvatim, but they make up a majority in terms of the number of people. They do a sin, or seven shvatim, even if they're a minority number of people, that is still considered a majority to say Beis Din led a majority of people to sin, and Beis Din has to bring up par. That's the Braita. Now the Gemara is going to try and analyze it. Amar Mar, v'noda achatat, v'lo sheyodu hachotin. You have to know the sin that they allowed, it's not enough to merely know that they sinned. Man Tana, who is the Tana who says this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Vitema Rava, Dilok Rabbi Elazar. Before we get to who it was, we know it's not the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. It's not. We have a discussion where a person ate two pieces of food. One was where there were two pieces of food. One was Chelev, one was Notar. Both are Aser. He ate one of them and doesn't know which one of them he ate. Amar Elazar, Manavshach. Im Chelev Achal, Chayav. No tarachal, chayav. He eats one. He definitely ate something usher. So either way, he has to bring a korban. Ravash, so therefore we know this isn't Rabbi Elazar Shita, because here we're saying it's not enough to know that you sinned. You have to know which sin it was. So that's clearly not Rabbi Huda Shita, because Rabbi Huda says you're chayav to bring a korban when you know did something wrong, regardless of if you know exactly which sin you did wrong. Rav Ashi Amar, Rafila Temer Lazar. Well, this Braita can still somehow agree with Rav Lazar. Shani Acha Dechtiv Asher Chatu Alea, because here we have a Gzer Zakatuv. In other words, even though that is Rav Lazar Shita regarding where you have two pieces of two different Isurim and you ate one of them so you don't know which specific sin it was, here we have a Gzer Zakatuv that tells us Asher Chatu Alea, it's referring to a specific sin. Cheto, his sin. So you have to know which specific sin. Okay. Hatam Nami Akhtiv Asher Chataba. Wait a minute, over there we also have, if that's how you're being darish the pasuk, we also have those words there as well. Okay, it has to be unwitting, meaning you mistakenly ate something that was usher, but you need intent to eat it. And if you happen to eat it because you were doing something else and it ends up in your mouth, so that, in such a case, he wouldn't be mechayev you. My taima de Rabbi Yehuda. In this Braita, it is clear, in this Mishnah, it is clear, Rabbi Yehuda says, one Shevet does something wrong, majority of that Shevet does something wrong, even Shevet Echad, so we have to bring a Par Helem Davar. Why? What's his reason for it? Kasavar Arba Kahalik TV. We have 4 Limudim that we can learn from, and therefore one of them teaches us this idea. The Pasuk says, HaKahal, both Pesukim use the term HaKahal. So in one of them, we are dorish the word kahal and the hay, and the second one we are dorish the word kahal and the hay. Cha the chayev al kol kavahal, even one shevet does something. Cha the hora tluy ba beis din umayis ataloy bechal. One is to tell you that beis din has to paskin it, and then the tzibur has to go do it. Cha the greira, which is that which we said that when the majority of the shvatim did it, the other shvatim are dragged along and also have to bring a par. The shevet she'asav arad beis din, meaning it's the even its beis din, even the beis din of an individual shevet does this, then we bring a par, and it's not only when it's beis din hagadol. Okay, so if we have these limudim of kal, hakal, so then why doesn't everybody agree with Rabbi Yehuda? What's Rabbi Shimon's rationale? Remember, Rabbi Shimon says seven for the seven Shvatim and one for the Beis Din. So Rabbi Shimon, Tlata Kalektivi. Hakahal, Kahal, Hakahal. So then, what's he missing? He's missing one of the Kahals. Meaning, he's missing one of them. Okay? So one of them he's not counting twice. One he's counting twice, one he's not. So why isn't he counting the second one twice? So Me'in Kahal, in the first Pasuk, when it says that, from the eyes of so and so. The speech pattern is to talk that way, and you don't learn anything from it. Sometimes, right, we say, Dibra Torah, Glashem Bnei Adam. Sometimes the Torah talks like people. So therefore, extra words aren't always drasha. Sometimes it is the way of speaking. When we do decide that it's an extra word, an extra letter, so Chazal or Doresh from even extra vows, we could get Tilei, Tilei Malachot, we could have tons of halachot that could be learned from extra letters and extra words. What we call Har Atalui B'Solaria, a mountain hanging by a thread. That's how Chazal refers sometimes to their drashot. But that's only where it's indeed extra. Sometimes we say, no, that's how Sukkim talk, that's how people talk, and the Torah was talking that way. So yeah, Me'inekal, from their eyes, and that therefore it's not extra. But I still have three things to be Doresh. So one, Chal Chayeva Kol Kavahal, one for each and every Shevet. V'trei Acharine for the Gzeres HaKotov. Nemar Lamata Kahal, V'nemar Lamala Kahal. Malahalan Bezdim Kahal, Avkan Bezdim Kahal. So he indeed has two there in order to say that this one is talking about Bezdin with the Kahal. There too it's talking about Bezdin Kahal. Okay. Now Rabbi Meir, who said, Par the Bezdin, Bezdin has to bring a par. Nobody else has to bring anything. So Rabbi Meir, Kahal HaKahal Lo Darish. He doesn't have it. Therefore all he has is two. Again, we said, they forgot. Who's the they? Clearly Beis Din. So if the they who forgot is Beis Din, then the next pasuk says, they bring a korban. Who's the they? It's again Beis Din. Okay. And then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who taught us this din, that if six shvatim do something and they are a majority in terms of people, or seven shvatim do it and they are still a minority in terms of people. So where does he get his din from? K'tiv, where does he get that they Beis Din still brings a par in such a case? V'haya im me'enei ha'eda. Alma miyuta d'ktiv me'enei. From the fact that it says me'enei, and we don't need all their enei, so even this kind of miyut. V'ktiv ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga, when the whole nation does something mistakenly, inadvertently. The memra de ruba in miyuta lo. Ha ketzad, how does this work out? The stira? Asuvav ein ruban shakal, o shiva afal pisha ein ruban shakal, hayavin, then Beis Din is obligated to bring this special thing. V'rabbi Shimon, v'rabbi Meir, de hora tluya bebeitin, umaisa taloi bekahal minalahu. Where do they get the idea that Beis Din has to issue the psak and the nation has to follow it? Amr Abaye Damar Krav Aya Imeinea Aida Nastalish Kaga. Abaye says it comes from this first pasuk that if from the eyes of the nation this mistake was done. Rava Amar Milechola Amishkaga, from the whole nation Mishkaga. And the Gemara says Utsricha, we actually need both the drasha of Abaye and Rava. Dikat of Rachmana, only Abaye's drasha of Imeinea Aida Nastalish Kaga. Havaminu afilu miyuta. You would think even if a yachid, and the pasuk is talking about even if a yachid does it. L'chiktiv l'chol amishkaga. No, it's got to be the whole nation. V'chiktiv l'chol amishkaga. Havaminu ada avdi Beis Din b'hadi ruba. You would think that Beis Din needs to do it too. It's not enough that everybody follows Beis Din, but Beis Din has to do it too. L'chiktiv v'yayim meinei ha'eda nastal shkaga. Specifically, the eda does it, regardless of whether Beis Din themselves follow their psak. These psukim that they're saying are the source of this idea are regarding Avodah Zarah. They're not from this context of these two psukim regarding Parhel and Dabar Shatzibor. So Yalfinan me'enei me'enei, no, but we have a hekesh from the rules of Avodah Zarah to the rules of Parhel and Dabar Shatzibor. Horu Beis Din Shalecha. We have the Beis Din of one Shevet issued a psak, and the people in that Shevet followed it. So the Gemara says, Borad Beis Din Gadol Ni Mighty Shar Shvatim Olo. Let's see, Beis Din Agadol makes a psak. They are in charge of all of Am Yisrael, above all the Bati Dinim. But then, it's specifically one Shevet that then goes and follows their psak. So do we say, Mi Amrinon Shiva Shvatim Huda Maitu Shar Shvatim Adayu? Seven Shvatim are able to drag along the others to make them bring a par. Mishum Deika Ruba, because they're a majority. Avachad Shevet, the Leka Ruba, Lo. Odilma Lo Shna, as long as it's the Shevet following Beis Din Gadol, rather than their own individual Shevet's Beis Din, so then they would also have to bring the korban.
All the shvatim.
All the shvatim would have to bring it. So Tashma, ma hein mevin par echad, Rabbi Shimon omer shnei parim. We have a brayta that says they bring one, and Rabbi Shimon says they bring two. And what is the context of that? B'maya skinan, ilema shechatu shiva. If we're talking about where seven shvatim did it, Rabbi Shimon, we know his view is that when seven shvatim did it, how many do we have to bring? You have to bring eight. Seven, one for each of the Shvatim, and Beis Din has to bring their own, Rabbi Shimon Tamanya Bai. So it can't be that we're talking about a case where there were seven Shvatim. Ela de chata shevet echan. It must be where one Shevet did it. And what kind of chet did they do? B'mai. Ibo rad beitino, meaning who paskin for them? If it was just their Beis Din, Rabbi Shimon Lele. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of this rule that we said that if one Beis Din issues the psak. So therefore, he obviously requires that it's going to be from Beis Din Agadol. El Avaraz Beis Din Agadol. Betanakana Mani. So who is the Shita before Rabbi Shimon in this Breita that we quoted in Tashma? Inema Rabbi Meir. If you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, Harubabai. One Shevet isn't enough. You need it to be a Rov. El Arav, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we can see that even one is enough to make you bring it. So you might think so, but the Gemara is doicha this raya, this inference from this Tashma. Amrei hachamai eskinan kigon shechatu shisha v'shvatim in ruba shalka. We have six, but they're such large shvatim that they are majority of the tzibur. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and this follows the last opinion of the Braita that we saw, that since they're the majority, despite it being only six shvatim, that is enough to make you bring apart the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, Mishmo chetu shisha v'en rubo kahal o shiv afal pishen en ruben kahal mevi'in par. So we have no proof yet to answer the question as to whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Beis Din Agadol paskin something and one shevet follows it, that's enough to make everybody else have to bring. So Tashma, let us try again. Rabbi Yehuda omer shevet asav v'horad beit dino oto shevet chayav v'shar kol shvatim peturin. Ubaorad Beis Din Agadol afilu shar shvatim chayavim. But if they're not following their own Beis Din psak, but they're following the psak of Beis Din Agadol, even though it's only one shevet doing it, everyone follows that shevet because the taut was based on Beis Din Agadol. Shma mina. That is a wonderful proof, conclusive proof to answer the question. Amar Ravashi, you know what? I can even show it to you from our Mishnah. Manita nami dekadiktani. Va'asa oto ha-shevet al piyem. Oto ha-shevet chayav v'shar kol shvatim turim. Lama lila mini shar shvatim turim. Why would I have to add those extra words that said the other shvatim are putter? It should just say that shevet is chayav. Ha-tana oto ha-shevet chayav. It already said that shevet is chayav. Kevin de tana oto ha-shevet chayav. Mimeli yadana shar shvatim turim. It would have said everybody's chayav. By the fact that it uses the phrase, that Shevet is Chayev, I know everybody else is exempt. Why does it have to give me the words that say, and all the other Shvatim are exempt? When it comes to the Psak of one Beis Din, one Shevet's Beis Din, so then that Shevet is Chayev, and all the other Shvatim are Pater. But when it comes to the Psak of Beis Din Agadol, even though it's only one Shevet that does the sin, all the other Shvatim are Negra, and they all have to bring the korban as well. Shema mina. Ibayilahu shevet echad she'asav orad Beis Din Agadol. The Rabbi Shimon mi mighty olo. So according to Rabbi Shimon, do they have to bring based on one shevet doing the sin if it is the psak of Beis Din Agadol? Because until now that was Rabbi Yehuda, and we established that he do. What about for Rabbi Shimon? Tashma hein ma hein mevi'in par echad. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei Par. And remember, that was the first bright that we tried to infer from last time before Rabbi Yehuda. So, my skin on what type of chayr are we doing about? If we're talking about that seven shvatim did it, So why would it only be Shnei Parim? Shmona Parim Bayi. Because we know he says Shevin Parim for the seven Shvatim and one for the Beis Din. El Dechata Shevet Echad. It must be that one Shevet did the sin. Obimai. Who paskint? Ilema Bahorod Beis Din. If it's only their Beis Din. Rabbi Shimon Letle. We know Rabbi Shimon does not accept the premise that if one Shevet's Beis Din makes a psak, that there's a Far Helen Davar for the Beis Din. El Boraz Beis Din Agadol. Even Rabbi Shimon is moda that Shevet Echad can cause them to bring this par. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the inference we're trying to make. The Gemara once again rejects that. Ve'tizbara, do you really think that makes sense? Tanakama, who is the Tanakama? E Rabbi Meir, Harubabai, you need a majority. There's no majority, there's one Shevet. Even the largest Shevet isn't a majority. E Rabbi Huda, Sharshvatim Nami Maitu. If it's Rabbi Huda, everybody else is Nigrar. El Hamani, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who again follows what he said, and we're talking about where there were six Shvatim who did it, and they are not the majority. Uchidatanya, as we previously showed, again, both in the previous Amud and on the last narrow line on this Amud. So again, we still haven't proved what Rabbi Shimon's view is on this question, so let us try again. Tashma, v'chachamim omrim la'olam eno chayav el al-rad beis din agadol. Chachamim say, you are only chayav in this, to bring this korban, if you are relying on, if that Shevet who did it was paskening based on the Beis Din Agadol. Man Chachamim, who is the Chachamim? Okay, Chachamim, we just refer to them as Chachamim, but it could be referring to an individual Tana here. So who is it? Ilema Rabbi Meir, it's not enough for one Shevet. Ruba Bayi, we need a majority. Elalav Rabbi Shimoni, it is Rabbi Shimon Shita, and Shmamina, the Raskana is, the Rabbi Shimon is Mode, that one Shevet could indeed, when one Shevet follows the Pesach of Beis Din Agadol, indeed there is a Par Helim Davar. For Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, they have this idea that one Shevet is enough to be considered a Kahal, and that Kahal does the sin, Beis Din has to bring it. Where do they get that from? Shevet Echad Dikri Kahal Minalahu. What's the source that even one Shevet is called a Kahal? Amri Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayamod Yehoshaphat, Bekahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim Hachadasha, or Befnei Hashem Beveit Hachatzar Hachadasha. So Yehoshaphat stood amongst the Kahal of Yehuda and Yerushalayim before Hashem in the new courtyard. So it sounds like they're being called the Kahal, even though it's just one Shevet. It's Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. So my Chadasha. So why is it being referred to first? One second. Why is it being referred to as Chadasha? Amar Rav Yochanan shechitshu dvarim. They came up with new halachot. Amru tivul yom al yikanes b'machane levia. They came up with a stringency that somebody who went to mikvah that day and he's not tahor until the nighttime shouldn't enter the machane levia in the meantime until he's fully tahor. That's why it's called that. But either way, going back to our point, we see this pasuk refers to Shevet Yehuda as a kahal. So even though it's one Shevet, they are a kahal. That is the source of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that one Shevet is a kahal. So Makifla Rav Achar Bar Yaakov Mimai, what kind of proof is that? Dilma Shani Yerushalayim, it says Yehuda of Yerushalayim. You know who else was in Yerushalayim? Shevet bin Yamin, Havanami bin Yamin. So maybe now it's two Shvatim. Elama Rav Achar Bar Yaakov Dechtiv, V'yomer Elai Hinnim V'farcha V'erbeticha V'natatticha L'kahal Amim, I am going to, Hashem tells Yaakov, I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to make you into a kahal. And he already had 11 kids. Man id yaladei ha'ishaita bin Yamin. In other words, Shema mina achi kamar rachmana. Mid yalad lecha hashta kalachrina. I am making you a new kahal. All that was left was one Shevet. One Shevet is apparently called a kahal. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Shabbat Rav Kahana, Dilma hafi kamar rachmana. L'chim et yalad lecha bin Yanahuda hava yud bet shvatim kari kahal. All it says is, I'm going to make you a kahal. So maybe right now you're not a kahal, you have 11 shvatim. When you have 12 shvatim, you'll be a kahal. Who says a kahal is one shevet? Maybe a kahal refers to 12 shvatim. Some relay, that can't be. Ela shneimasar shvatim ikru kahal, achadasar shvatim lokru kahal. 12 shvatim is a kahal, 11 isn't. And no, we already said 2 shvatim makes a kahal. Right? When we said it's Yehuda and Binyamin. So therefore, it must be that one Shevet is indeed a kahal. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Matam Aloma Ropar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach Lechatat. When it comes to Tarat HaLevi'im after Cheira Egel, so they were supposed to bring a special Korban Chatat. So why does the Pasuk tell us this? Im Lamed Shem Shnayim, if we want to know that it's plural, V'alo Kvar Nemar V'asata Echad Chatat V'rechad Ola L'Hashem. One of them is a Chatat, one of them is a Ola. From the fact that it says one of them and one of them, we know that there is two, it's already plural. Ela Yachol Tehei Nechelet Chatat Levi'im, to know that the Levi'im eat this Chatat, Talmud Lomar Upar Sheni, Sheni Lola, the second one is an Ola. Ola gets completely burnt. Chatat, some of it is eaten. What we say, Kohanim Mitachlin, and the person, the Bailim Mitkaprin. When they eat some, that's how you get your kapara. So the Ola, the second one's an Ola. That means the first one isn't an Ola. Ma Ola lo nechelet, Av Chatan lo nechelet. But this Chatan, because of Gzeres HaKatuv, this Chatan is not eaten. Meaning, the chatat that they brought after Cheira Egel wasn't eaten. Kayotsevo, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Habayim me'ashevi b'nei agolo ekrivu alot l'alohe Yisrael parim shnei masar. So the pasuk tells us the following. Habayim me'ashevi b'nei agolo ekrivu alot l'alohe Yisrael parim shnei masar al kol Yisrael elim tishim v'shishak basim shivim v'shiva tzfirei chatat shnei masar al kol olah l'ashem. So it's a pasuk in Ezra. So when they came back and they wanted to do tshuva, so they brought all sorts of karbanot. They brought 96 kvasim, and they brought 77 birds. So the pasuk tells us that these, the last three words of the pasuk are hakol olah l'ashem. It's all in olah. Hakol olah sachadaitach. After shechatat olah, they brought, you know, a bunch of them as a chatat. So why isn't it an olah? Ela hakol keolah. Ma ola lo nechelet, av chatat lo nechelet. Specifically, this korban chatat was a special circumstance in which they did not eat them. Let us just do one more. You know what? Let us stop there and we'll continue with the braita. That's a support tomorrow.